really important survey to Cassie. It's going to tell me a lot about you. So, okay, you wake up one morning.
I don't have time for that.
You're listening to Fun with Fritz, and right now we're about to experience a movie, a film, as a radio experience. The film is called Takashi. It's about an advertising executive who is filling out a survey, and he just chooses to be A, B, or C. B, surrounded by the most annoying people that he knows. And little does he realize that this morning is different from all other mornings, because on this morning, the decisions and the little inconsequential choices that he makes have ramifications for him throughout the rest of his life. While he's doing the survey, he's also erasing the smoke from an ocean liner. And as, you know, a photo retoucher for an ad firm, this is the kind of small ethical dilemma that you face all the time. You make an ocean liner look like a smokeless, environmentally friendly, wonderful thing, you know, whereas the reality may be more complicated. And while he's doing this, his friend Wayne is on the screen on a little tablet, and he's playing tennis, playing like some kind of Wii form of tennis, and he's getting Takashi excited about answering the survey, distracting him from his work, and he erases a woman in the window of his own apartment on the tablet. Now, little does he realize, but he's actually erased this person from his life. And that's the first scene, and then we move to the home where he's shaving and getting ready for work. Music by A.L. Markovici. This is Fun with Fritz. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Fritz.
I just have a single person lifestyle here, so, but I want to include you in it. I'm not trying to say that, you know, let's take it slow, right?
He's using a shaver, shaving cream. No shaving cream. He's just going straight, and he's doing it by feel. He's got a couple.
You know where the horizon line is. You can measure in hands every 15-minute interval, mm-hmm. And that is how you can tell what time it is. So I've got about 6 more minutes. I want to stay and find out. You got to stay right where you are. But I want to know your name before I go.
He's just wearing underwear. He looks down and then.
Hello?
She's not there. The pillow, the green pillow puffs up on the purple background. There's an orange carpet underneath. They slept the night.
Hello?
There's the ocean liner going by, puffing the smoke, and he's erased her from the window, but little does he know. Now he's looking everywhere for her, and in that way, when you get crazy, when you look for someone, he looks under the bed. He looks in the drawers. He looks in the closet.
Hello?
He can't find her anywhere. And he's in a naturally lit room with a couple guitars on the wall. The door closes with rope, and he sees that the rope is untouched.
Hot nuts. Paul's peanuts here. Get your peanuts. Peanuts, hot and dry. Peanuts.
Woman!
Special nuts. Special nuts all year long.
He runs outside. There's a man selling peanuts. And he looks this way and that. He sees a woman with a baby. He sees a man on a motor, on a skateboard.
Peanuts.
A moment later, the woman goes by on the skateboard and naked.
Did you see a woman come by here? But I'm looking for a woman.
Peanuts.
And now the woman with the baby is naked.
Paul, I'm looking for a single woman.
jogger runs by, and then suddenly she's naked. It's all the same woman, the naked woman, but when he looks the second time, it's not her. He finds a tablet in the trash.
My wife at home.
I thought we had a deep connection.
How do I describe to her? Well, with this utility, it is so easy. Ah, look at trash dance man.
While he's looking in the trash and trying to find this woman, the man selling peanuts takes pictures of him and
Takashi Krumgle, but look,
is tagging him.
Paul.
Paul's Peanuts is the name of the...
I'm looking for a woman.
The Peanuts.
A
the Peanut
woman.
Company.
Paul, a naked woman.
You're looking for naked woman. Huh? I know the woman.
Oh, you saw that woman.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I thought I was going crazy.
$10.
$10, okay.
I have the woman for you.
You took a picture?
You a filthy man.
You're right. Pardon my appearance.
He's still covered in banana peels and trash from having gone in the trash. He picks out a naked magazine. Paul takes pictures of him. Paul quickly tags him, posts it online on every social media possible.
Because you're a real man. I know that lady too. $300.
Paul, not that kind of woman.
Listen, you stand here, you talk to me. You're not talking to Paul. Paul, the peanuts, Akesh, is the man. I'm the man with the big balls, with the big nuts.
You want to see some big, big nuts?
Akesh nuts,
I'll
show you
some nuts.
That's okay.
I'll show you Akesh nuts.
Oh, Akesh.
Do for these nuts?
No nuts.
From a real man, this is Akesh. Akesh nuts.
And Akesh reaches in and shows Takashi a picture of himself or his daughter at graduation. So it seemed like he was going to show some kind of crude picture of something else.
All year round.
Takashi runs off. There's a very short man in an elevator. The elevator doors are closing, but he makes it just in the nick of time. The man is looking at his phone, sees a picture of Takashi, and is laughing at him and pointing.
One floor. 10, please.
Okay.
Look, I can get it.
Got it. My job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's nice for you saying thank you and you're welcome. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being so polite. Thank you for being so cordial. I don't usually get that sort of interaction here, and I really appreciate it. Apple?
You're welcome. Thank you.
Not many people are so friendly to me. My obvious disadvantage is that I am an elevator man. It is difficult, so thank you for being so understanding.
And they're being very polite to one another. A woman gets on the elevator, and Takashi.
You look just like the woman I know. I've been looking for. Can I?
She can't hear him because
excuse me.
She's listening to an iPad or iPhone, whatever.
Hey! I'm sorry, I thought you were another person.
He really only knows her from behind. He pulls down her pants to see if it's the right woman, and instead of slapping him, she smiles.
I thought I knew her.
Apple?
Delicious.
That was my lunch, and he didn't even say thank you.
The elevator man is not impressed with Takashi looking in down people's pants, but nonetheless he offers him an apple, although when Takashi finally takes the apple, he's not happy. It's a nice, beautiful red apple. Takashi goes into work. They're laughing at him. they see him on the social media, and all his coworkers think that he's the pervert. Takashi's determined to do something about it. He sees the photo of himself with this magazine with a nude woman on the cover in a kind of salacious pose, and he takes his tools out, his hand tools, and he draws a bikini over her bare chest and her bikini top, and then some kind of hot pants for shorts, and he turns it into an acceptable image. In fact, maybe a stylish image. It just needs one more thing, and he looks out the window, and there it is, the Empire State Building, and he plucks it just right out of the skyline without thinking twice and pastes it carefully onto the magazine, this porn magazine, and then he sees that his hand has transformed into a mouse pointer, like the pointer hand that you have on a mouse. And that somehow this act, this desperate act to save himself from social ridicule, has turned his hand into this device. And then he runs his fingers through his hair and he erases his hair. Not entirely, but just in a stripe down the middle. Then his boss walks in.
I can tell by your tormented cries
that
you know what I'm about to say. Takashi, I'm going to have to ask you to sit down.
There are no chairs in the office.
I mean, step down. I'm going to have to ask you to step down. Takashi, we can't have things like this flying around the office.
Things like what, sir?
And now the superior, Takashi's superior, takes out an image, and he sees that the magazine, the naughty magazine, has been reworked.
It looks like someone's trying to pull a prank on you, my friend. Well,
Architectural Digest.
Of course, in that case.
To silly pranks.
Welcome back aboard.
Takashi shakes the superior's hand with his new mouse hand, accidentally erasing the man's hand. And as the superior goes to adjust his glasses.
That's odd.
Let me take care of that.
And Takashi copies and pastes his own left hand onto the superior's.
How's that?
Hand.
Good reflexes, Takashi.
Now the superior has.
Good with my hand, sir.
Two left hands.
Bad. All right, Takashi. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. Sorry.
Everyone? Well, as we can see, Takashi was simply checking the latest version of Architectural Digest. So, get back to work, people. And no more implications, please.
The co-workers go back to their work, looking down, looking smug. Takashi just kind of sneaks by, embarrassed, hiding his hand behind his back. He takes the copy of Architectural Digest that he's painstakingly reworked and drops it in a trash can. And rolling by a large black trash can is another person in a blue jumpsuit. Sees a coffee cup on the ground, picks it up, dumps it in the can along with the Architectural Digest magazine, shakes his head, and rolls with the trash. Back at the elevator, Stan, very short Stan, stepping on an apple box in order to be a little bit taller.
Hey!
It's the elevator operator. He opens the door and Takashi steps in. And then Takashi stretches Stan out using his mouse pointer hand. He stretches Stan tall, very tall, like 9 feet tall. And then he gives Stan the painting that Stan was trying to hang up. And now Stan can easily hang it up. He couldn't reach before.
10th floor.
Thanks.
And it seems that Takashi...
Have a good day.
...has maybe done a good deed. He's on his way up some stairs when one of the co-workers who had seen him intercepts him.
Hi. Just going to the bathroom?
Of course you are. That's where all the excrement goes. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to flush that. That.
And the co-worker is pointing at his hair.
You don't know.
His erased hair. And Takashi is then accosted from behind by another co-worker.
I don't have time.
Nice mustache.
Oh, thanks.
Isn't it amazing how we can grow hair anywhere except where we really want it to grow?
I'm sure that's not my problem.
I bet you have chest hair, butt hair, back tufts.
I love this music. And now, as Takashi's walking down the hall, he's followed by a very tiny dog.
Oh.
Another co-worker tries to intercept him, and he climbs bodily over one trash can, pushed by the man in the blue jumpsuit and the hairnet, and then over another, pushed by a man in plaid and a cap. The neon rainbow. A man in a tie looks on disapprovingly. Takashi runs into the bathroom.
Oh.
Looks in the mirror.
Oh. My hair.
And there's Stan using the bathroom, using the restroom, his head protruding up above the edge of the stall. He's that tall.
Excuse me.
You know, in some cultures, it's polite to burp and fart in public. It's a sign of enjoyment. So excuse me? Excuse you, American.
Some nerve you have. Here I am, trying to have a private moment, and you're stinking up the place with your excessive flatulence. I'm facing the disaster of my life.
Hmm. Well, I see what's going on here, and I thought you were correcting me, so I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm having a hard day.
They're in a bathroom.
I've been there.
Yeah?
It's gray.
You haven't been here.
Takashi exposes his hair and takes the napkin off of it.
And I've been there. And let me tell you something. One word of advice. Lights.
Lights?
No, I mean wear lighter clothing.
Lighter clothing. Man, I don't have lighter clothing. The lightest thing I have is this whiteout. You know, my life is my hair. Every hairdo I have.
And while Takashi whines and moans about his hair,
graduation,
Stan, the elevator operator, who's now very, very tall, uses some toilet paper, wipes his nose.
Sure.
Where does this fit in?
Listen, I've been here and I know how it is. Dead ends, dry ends, loose ends, split ends, dandruff. You don't want to go outside. You think people are staring at that glowing bald spot on your head. Wear lights. Move the focus up. Or down. Move the focus down.
This suit is the one part of my morning routine that I got right today. It's a cornerstone. Can't lose this.
The suit.
Takashi's wearing black striped pants.
Change your life. I did.
And a purple vest. Or a purple jacket. Paisley shirt. Dark. It's all dark colors.
You're wearing darks.
Don't you? You see any bald spots up here?
Stan is dressed all in black with white hair.
See, I try to keep the focus up here. Top sales numbers this month. Hair, the stare, Stan!
So I guess the implication is that Stan wears darks, so you would look at his hair, and if you want people to look away from your hair, you wear lights. Takashi touches the white out, and then he touches his outfit.
This changes everything.
suddenly has a totally transformed and new look. He's wearing a gray tie, a suede cream-colored jacket.
Cool style. Clean the office machine.
Yes to that dress.
That's cute. It's really different, man. It's awesome.
Thanks. She never talks to me.
Yeah. And now all the coworkers who had despised him are all about it and love him. Love his outfit.
Shannon and Gypsy Sunrise today.
Meanwhile, a strange character, Gypsy Sunrise, walks by and grabs a magazine out of the trash, the same Architectural Digest magazine.
Charlie. I know. And now I got the corner office with the window. You got the plant. The plant is, yeah, great. Looking great. Look, man, I need your help. I know how you feel. I understand. Okay, I'm sorry about the whole thing. Office politics. And we're both Democrats on the outside, right? Anyway, in here, I know that window means a lot to you. I'm willing to give you my window spot if you can help me on one thing.
Charlie is an illustrator now. He's listening.
An accurate rendition of the behind of this woman that I met just once. I just know her from behind. Can you give me like a realistic drawing we can find, cross-index with the model agency and... Okay. Yes. So great.
Well, one thing to note about this film is that the back of her head, further down, most of the male characters are played by women.
Yes. Not... Great. Not so square.
This is it. You're getting... That is it. Oh!
Charlie's now drawing a kind of a police...
Yes. Perfect. Yes.
Blotter style sketch.
So glad you're here. Listen,
and then the boss comes.
Nose, that's the nose I need. I like that nose. It
picks up,
like two noses.
Picks
that's
up.
Not a nose. This is the woman that
this
I'm looking
for.
This is the
one! That's
the one.
One I'm looking for, too. Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
It's not
listen,
a nose.
Listen, I need you. Here.
Yes.
Empire State. Where did you say you are? Empire State?
Sure, Empire State.
Is that where you are?
I can go there right now.
Good, I'm gonna go there, too. No, no, I will send someone. But can you have it delivered? Courier. Pigeon. Idiots!
They could go to the Empire State Building, but it's been plucked out of the sky, and it's...
This is in the Empire State Building?
Takashi!
Sir, that's great.
Don't think of it as a demotion. It's a promotion. It's a downward
sir,
facing promotion. I'm firing you, but I'm rehiring you to work at night. Can you do it, Takashi? Can
I'd
you answer the phones?
Let's...
Do it.
Pardon me?
At night. Imagine. It rings. Bring, bring. You're all alone. What do?
Hello?
Yes! Good! You got it! That's
sir,
the one!
Hello?
Yes, hello!
Yes, I'm looking for model
correct.
Number 547932.
I am so glad you're here, Takashi.
Yes?
Oh, auto-saving. So, while Takashi is trying desperately to find the woman that he just met last night, and he's using the only... signifiers of her that he knows, which is just her from the back. He's tracking her down. Now they think she's in some agency that happens to be housed in the Empire State Building, which, you know, we're stretching imagination here. They probably don't house like modeling agencies there. Anyway, as he's doing so, the superior is reassigning him to work at night.
Empire State?
You got it,
sir.
You're my man.
We found
tonight.
Her.
We are missing.
She's in the Empire State Building.
We are missing.
We just go right over there.
Untold business at night. Congratulations. You have been fired and rehired.
Sir, you don't know how much this means to me.
Get out of my office! Go and be back here at midnight.
Thank
Go.
You, sir.
So the, Charlie...
is what are you doing tomorrow?
Taking his plant now to the corner office. Because he's just successfully
Good.
Traded offices with Takashi. And the superior is wearing a blue blazer, a blue scarf... and picks up a
progressive look,
magazine, but has it upside down.
Yeah, like
Takashi walks out of the building and then gets accosted by Gypsy Sunrise, like a funky guy with crazy eyebrows.
Yeah, I know who you are, Takashi Kringgold, man. Yeah, yeah, wild moves, man. It's like a full burrito with like sour cream and guacamole, man. And you didn't even ask for it, right? It just came that way, right? It's like every bite is like a crazy adventure, you know, man? Hey, I like your hair.
here?
Oh man, I'm trying to keep the focus down and.
I like you how you are, you know, man. You're perfect. Hey, anyway, I gotta go pick up my daughter, family man. Gypsy Sunrise, man. Good to chat.
Nice to meet you.
Sweet!
Gypsy Sunrise is a real character. He's got a band, and he wants Takashi to join the band. He knows Takashi from the online photos that the vendor took. He's excited that this guy's like kind of like a little bit internet famous, and he wants him to join the band even though he's like a square office working dude. But now that he's got this new style and he's wearing light colored clothing, it's pretty exciting. Meanwhile, Takashi's walking outside, and
to imagine what could have the right leverage to make that happen. I don't see any signs of an internal power source.
The city's always changing.
Its construction is routine.
Like, I don't even know city now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Huh? I'm a photo retoucher.
And
how are you, man?
Somebody's got a video of the Empire State Building going up, up, up into the air. And it's the first that Takashi really realizes that he has ripped the Empire State Building out of the air and out of the skyline. It's no longer there in the skyline. And now he's worried about it. And he runs off. He's in tears. He sees three trash cans and some pigeons. And the pigeons run out of the way. Knocks the trash cans down and then kind of thinks better of it. Some tourists look on. This is in Dumbo, under the bridges. Takashi goes and there's a stray paper coffee cup with a plastic lid. And he picks up the coffee cup and he takes it forlornly back to the trash cans. And he can't decide where to put it. One is for cans, it has a round opening. One is for paper, but it has like a slit opening. So he has to crush the can awkwardly and then shove it down in there. And finally he gets everything arranged again. And he sits down on the promenade, unsure of how to proceed, looking at the city skyline. And
Wayne
calls his friend Wayne.
Have you read any news about the Empire State Building?
Wayne, were there people inside?
It's a building. Of course there are people inside. Buildings attract people. Look at the city. Lots of buildings, lots of people. One called Wayne.
Wayne's playing like Wii basketball or some kind of basketball.
Perhaps though, you do fit the profile. White, middle class, at loose end, on the decline.
Listen, man. You gotta help me find that building.
Wayne.
Wayne, like, well, if I were a building, where would I be hiding? Can't very well stand up. People will see me, so you lay flat.
Flat? Of course.
And Takashi remembers that he had pasted the Empire State Building onto that photo of himself with the porn magazine.
Funny socks, Wynn's pinky toe sort of underestimated the office AC. Windchill factor.
Wayne is in what are those called? Sandals, little flip-flops. And Takashi is excited. Now he knows what to do to try to get back the Empire State Building. He just has to find the image where he did his photo retouching. And if he gets to the building, then he can restore it to the city skyline, and then all can be well. Meanwhile, Stan is finally done going to the bathroom. And Stan is walking along. Out of the bathroom, he has to bend over to open the door. It's hard to open this door. Because of his height, he's so tall. Then Takashi pops up in the garbage.
Where can I get a copy of Architectural Digest?
He remembers throwing out the magazine, and now he's looked everywhere in all the trash for it. But of course, we know that Gypsy Sunrise picked it up in an earlier scene. More looking through the trash. Some dust flies prettily as he throws sawdust and trash around.
I see you thinking about me, man.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm thinking about other people.
I'm an artist. Does that answer your question?
Look, I need to find Architectural Digest.
Hey, look.
You want to get a copy?
Gypsy Sunrise. Shining the light on the day. Hey, listen, what bathroom do you like?
That is my actual bathroom.
Gypsy Sunrise is sitting outside selling his art. He has a Photoshop picture of himself with a tiny guitar that he put, and he puts himself in different people's bathrooms, like a concert in your bathroom.
That's my bathroom
photo.
Well, that's the beauty of art, man.
Hey.
That's the beauty of art, right? You see, it's your bathroom, it's my bathroom, it's their bathroom. You know, you just gotta let go. Right, you gotta let go.
I need a magazine, man. I need a magazine. It's like a serious thing.
He's looking for Architectural Digest. He's getting upset.
I need a copy of Architectural Digest.
You always wonder if you've cut these scenes the right way.
Let me work out for you. I got Architectural Digest right here, right gold mine.
No, wait.
And just in time, right before the scissors go, Takashi grabs the Empire State Building off the cover of the Architectural Digest and looks closely.
Art, man, right? Relation. You scoop, you loop, and you join the chickens in the coop, right?
Thanks.
And now Takashi walks off. He's, this is also Dumbo. This is outside of those kind of like large industrial buildings down by the water.
Yeah, man, I can see it's open for Scissor Sisters right now.
Look, I appreciate it. You've done a lot for me. This is a big thing you've done today, but I'm sorry. It's just beyond my control.
Let's get into this, you and I, man.
That's okay, really.
And the last thing Takashi wants is to get together with this guy. He's desperate for advice. He goes to talk to his dad. Sits down on a red couch.
Comfortable talking to you about this because we haven't spoken in so long. And I know you've been through a lot of developmental changes. And what with downsizing and everything. Dad, I have too. You have great hair, by the way.
Takashi's dad is a two-year-old boy with fat thighs, a diaper on, a little vest, and a pink shirt.
Don't even understand. Listen, Dad. I know. Yeah, I've done things of a magnitude that would amaze you, and I don't know how to make it right. Yeah, and moreover, last night, I fell in love with a girl you wouldn't believe. Yeah, she was perfect. I know, but it's ruined. Was it something I said? I know, I didn't... It's true, I didn't go through my morning routine, but Dad, listen. I should be taking better care of myself, and I'm sorry that I know you don't like to discuss relationships, but do you care about me, or do you just care about all the other people? Because whatever you like about me, whatever you think about me, I'm a monster. I've done horrible things, Dad, and... Are you all right? Dad, it's great to see you, and it's been a long time, and I feel like we're doing really well. My whole reality is starting to unravel. Dad, I've become a monster, and I... Yeah, well, I've done monstrous things. I'm not exaggerating. See...
character who plays Takashi's father is still finds monsters funny. He's now 4 years old. Takashi pulls out the Empire State Building. It's tiny. It's small. He shows his dad. His dad picks it up and bites it. And Takashi's horrified look on his face causes his father to give it back to him. Meanwhile, Stan is crouching to get out of the elevator. He's taller than the elevator. It was the actress who plays Stan. It was her first time ever walking on stilts. takes an unsteady step, and another two, three. Oh.
Hey, stand. Hey, it's Takashi.
Yes.
Takashi's desperate for advice. Okay.
Well, can you give me some advice?
Yes.
Great. Listen, I took basically a building out of the sky, and I can't put it back anyway.
I know what you're going to say, and I have a plan for you. I have specific advice for your specific problem. All right, Takashi? It's called the stand plan. All right? You see this? 2, 4, doubled. 8, tripled. You follow me? Okay, great. That you need. All right? Don't worry about exploiting your friends, because they will benefit from this. $200 down payment, that's easy. 6-month commitment, that's $2,000. I have direct deposit, so don't even worry about it. All right, come straight from your bank account to mine, and the money will come rolling in, okay? So don't be afraid to capitalize on your friends. Don't be afraid to exploit your inner circle. I drive a Cadillac, if you'd believe that. Seminars are on Tuesdays at 7. They have binders, explain it all. All right, gotta get back to work. Okay, you keep that. We'll see you at the seminar on Tuesday, okay?
So Takashi goes, and Stan walks away down the hallway. He's very tall. He's taller than the emergency fire apparatus and stuff, and he has to duck when he goes under structural parts of the hallway. Takashi, instead of getting advice, just gets the stand plan, which is a piece of paper showing how if you sell products, if you buy a product, then you sell it to your friends, and then they sell it to their friends, you'll become a millionaire. Now Takashi is at his nighttime job, his demotion. He has to work at night. He's come here at night, and he's looking at the Empire State Building. And Wayne has an app for everything. Takashi reaches into the tablet and pulls out an actual microscope. So it starts flat on the tablet, and then it comes out as a microscope. And then Takashi puts the Empire State Building underneath.
There are people inside.
There are people inside.
Gravity works differently for them.
Everything works differently for them. These CEOs and their high powers, they don't take anything seriously.
They just walk on walls.
You know, we look up to them. Why? It's because they are tall and they are literally high up.
I control the weather.
Wave of one hand and whatever they say comes to pass. The rest of us be damned.
I am damned.
Oh. Can you get that ringing? Wayne can't work with this ringing in his ears.
So Takashi's working at night. His job is just to answer the phone. But he's terrified that there's people living inside.
Is that what you say when you're answering the company phone? Hello? Has anyone called?
No calls, sir.
Takashi, what are you doing there? Put the new guy on.
Just me here, sir. There's no one else? Everyone left hours ago. It's midnight, sir.
I knew there would be a call at midnight.
Sometimes you need to move down to move up.
Wayne!
Congratulations on your promotion.
Disillusioned, unsure where to turn.
Idiots.
Takashi takes the Empire State Building, and he tries to put it back in the sky, but his hand just bumps against the window. He takes a jar, he fills it with soil, and he has a little bit of astroturf, some small rocks, and other things. He tries to make it habitable. He's unsure about putting in the green astroturf, and then his boss shows
up. Here I am! You are doing...
Nice to see you, sir.
Something.
Yes.
Here I am! How do you react?
Nice to see you.
Nonsense! Sir. Nonsense! Here I am! Act surprised!
Pleasant day, sir. Working on a delicate project at the moment.
Takashi?
Yes, sir.
I want you to sit down.
Sir, sitting is an occupational hazard. I don't... It's not good to sit down at work.
Listen to me. Am I talking right here? Am I just saying something? Listen, Takashi, or whoever you are, I want you to find happy people and paste them in this stadium. Make it seem like this is the most hip, exciting stadium to ever be in, and I want you to put them in the stadium.
this stadium with smiley faces. I want this to be the most exciting rock, singer, show, whatever, in the entire world. Find happy people and put them in. It's a cut and paste job, and I think you can do it.
Sir, I can't just take happy people and cut them out and put them in the stadium. They're happy where they are. They're not going to be happy in an empty stadium with a lame band playing.
That's nonsense. It's your job!
Ever since I made the cover of Architectural Digest, there have been ramifications to my job, and... Sir, please put that down.
What is this? Takashi? Takashi, no foreign materials in the office. Do you understand?
Sir,
we don't want funding.
Superior has picked up
it's a personal
the jar.
Project.
Ah! It's a personal project!
With the Empire State Building.
I knew you were up to something, Takashi! Listen!
Sir,
what you're doing?
I am the boss, Takashi.
Sir, listen to me.
We do not want fungus, and this is not time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Personal project. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, and I'll tell you something. As I said, I went to architecture school. Don't you try to come on to me. I went to architecture school, and this is not how.
And Takashi kisses
sir,
the superior,
please.
Takes away the terrarium.
One for you.
Gives the superior the phone, touches him with the magic. Mouse pointer hand and the superior
sir.
Disappears into the phone.
Takashi? Hello? Takashi? Where am I? Rickrolled!
Sorry, guys. All I had at the deli was this processed cheese.
And Takashi is feeding the terrarium some processed cheese. Meanwhile, his father is plugging in a computer keyboard. Typing. He's a 2-year-old. In this shot, he's shirtless, picks up a phone, answers the phone, and now he's walking in a vest, pants, and shirt, holding hands with a kind of a Russian bimbo.
Talk to my father?
I'm not sure that I know who you are.
Hey.
He's never told me he had a son.
I've never met you before, so. Dad?
I'm not sure who he is. He says he's your son.
I'm looking for a person. All I've got is a photocopy. Dad, I want you to, if you can, maybe if you can use a search engine or something like that and tell me.
I don't know if you're referring to my buttock surgery that I had, but I'm very confident with the results. Thank you very much.
I don't have that kind of money. Dad, I'm your son.
So he's asking his father for help to find the girl that he loves, but then it seems that he's unwilling to help, and he takes off and he leaves. Meanwhile, Gypsy Sunrise is playing guitar on the couch.
Oh, man. Takashi, you always have the answers, man. You're the answer, man. Hey, listen, Takashi Krumgold, you gotta check out my links. Man, the band is blowing up. It's like waiting on the tip of the iceberg, man. You know, the seas are smooth and clean. It's gonna take us down to the cold equatorials, man. Hear me out, man. You're on stage, imagine this. You're on stage, and the lights are coming down on you. They're licking you like a raggedy old alley cat. Lick, lick, lick. And you're the front man, man. You're the front of it all, man. You know, you're on the stage and the lights like
Gypsy's wearing a camouflage hat and he's got a drawn-on beard and mustache. And Takashi's starting to get into it and he's starting to think this is the way to go.
I'll do it, man. I'll join your band. That sounds great.
Well, hey, listen.
No, it's a great idea. Thank you.
No need to jump into it, man, so fast. We're busy. I'm busy. I get it. You know, really, I get it. So listen, call me next year. It's the same seasons, hot and cold, hot
it's
and
all
cold.
I've got right now, Gypsy.
Don't worry about it.
Gypsy.
It's too...
I need it at this point.
I gotta go.
It's all I've got.
I have to leave. I'm gonna
Gypsy,
go.
Stop.
I have to go. Gypsy.
Oh, and he touches Gypsy with the mouse hand, and Gypsy disappears,
right.
But he can hear him playing the guitar. And he looks in the terrarium, and he sees the tiny guitar has fallen down in there.
I found her.
And then he looks in the windows of... the Empire State Building, and he sees...
Here I come. How am I gonna get in there?
Because Wayne...
He sees Wayne.
Wayne?
Wayne?
Oh! Right. Oh.
Superior.
The Superior and the woman.
Woman?
That he's been been looking for from the beginning. Sees her bottom in one of the windows. And he calls Wayne on his phone. Sees Wayne playing a boxing game.
Going on a vacation.
He touches himself with the hand and he falls into the cell phone. Now it's the two of them in the picture of the cell phone.
Hi, Wayne.
What are you doing here?
This is amazing. Hey,
what do you want?
I need to get by.
This is my office. I want to talk to you on the phone. I don't know how you... Wayne is not comfortable with this.
The girl of my dreams is over there. I didn't tell you about her. I didn't want you to be jealous. I didn't know what our relationship was exactly. We haven't met in person. Anyway, it's nice to see you. You look great. I like your pants.
I'm really in the middle of something important.
I understand. Wait, look, you know what? This will help. Wayne.
Takashi pulls out.
You got me the fuzzy socks.
Yeah, I got you the fuzzy socks.
I guess that was a few months ago.
A small pair of red socks.
I'd love to see you again soon.
No, but they're a little small.
Wayne is sitting on one of those bouncy balls. Those kind of health bounce balls.
Your superior. The superior. Listen to me. I don't care if you have to go...
Pardon me, sir.
It's like a video game. Takashi has to walk from left to right, and as he goes, he faces these difficult people.
Sir, I've got to get by. The woman is over there that I need.
Get out of my office!
Let me help you, sir. Just take it on wireless.
That's nice. Anyway, as I was saying, A, B, C, D, E, F. God, I always get stuck there. A, B, C, D, E, F. So this is what I wanted.
And now Stan, very tall, so tall that his head is out of the frame,
cleaning. I think it'd be great to have a tattoo right here.
Here's the woman that Takashi's been looking for the whole movie.
Rose with thorns or like a scorpion. You know, like something great.
Honey, if you join the plan, you'll have enough residuals coming in to get both cheeks done.
Really?
Hi, it's me.
It's about time. Can you hand me that wrench?
It's Takashi, Krimgold. We didn't exchange names.
It's been really hard to work with just two men. I thought this was a three-man job. So, obviously I'm not a man, but thanks for coming. Can you please hand me the drill? The drill.
The
wrench bit on the drill, please.
Okay.
Phillips head.
Look, I'd love to help you. I'm not that mechanically inclined, but
obviously.
What about a second date?
A second date?
Yeah. I'm Takashi. I'm here.
I'm Stan.
Oh, hey, Stan. You know, Stan, I hear what you're saying.
Takashi's interrupted in his attempt at courtship by Stan.
I'm ready to close the deal with you right now.
Make the checkout to Stan the man.
I will join your plan.
See you at the weekly meeting.
You are my man. All right, I'll see you, Stan.
Okay. Hope you meet the quota, man.
Thanks, Stan.
Okay, well, it's about time you showed up.
It's me, it's Takashi.
Good luck.
Are you here to help with the project?
Women.
I am sensing that you don't know who I am.
Yeah, you're pretty good at that.
Which is exciting. Okay, I'm here to help, you know? And to take you out of all this. And, to take you to a new... I'm
sorry. This doesn't...
Remember we met? Had the date?
No, I don't.
It was a pretty memorable night, evening. Look at your hat, I love it. Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you hadn't combed your hair.
He takes off her hat, but she's been working and her hair is kind of a mess underneath.
By the way,
she has a red shirt,
and
blue pants.
And I can do all kinds of fun stuff with it. In fact, I can just change my outfit. I can change my outfit for you right now.
Wearing a face mask, she's up on a ladder.
I can put on something much more comfortable. It's so great to see you.
This is not appropriate in the workplace.
Oh, it's been my whole... I've just been looking. It's been my whole life.
Can you please stop? I'm not sure who you are. But I have an appointment to get to. So if you would excuse me.
Oh. Let's do it. I'll do it with you. We can do it together. That's a great idea.
But I'm already going with someone else, Mr. Krimgold.
What do you... can I come, Dad?
Can I come with you?
Mr. Krimgold is 3 years old looking, but he's... Yeah. The father.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Whatever you say. If you want the stranger to come with you, let's do it. Okay, let's go.
Well, that's my father.
Come on. Is that true? Is this
I'll
That's
put
solid.
In my coat.
I'm coming. I just wanted to change clothes. It's here real quick.
Okay, see you soon.
And Tekashi touches himself, and he's now just touches his chest, and he transforms. He's now in like a vacation shirt, blue pants. Stan, thanks him for joining the plan. Now he's in a kitchen with a therapist and the mechanic, the woman that he's been looking for.
I love her.
She does not remember this night.
I've never met the man. I don't know what.
You're sure?
But you know what? You look so familiar.
I was thinking that as well, too. You?
Mommy?
Remember that?
Mommy.
Was it from that night?
Yes! The circus!
The circus came to town! I remember that came to town!
Oh my gosh, that it felt like just yesterday. Hey, it's so good to see you. I knew, when I walked in here, I knew I'd recognize you.
It's so good to see you, too.
And I never forget a face.
No,
you know,
no,
I'm just like one of those people. I never forget a face.
And I'll never forget that night. She forgot
and
my
that
face.
And that day, and that night.
And that day, and that I remember it so well.
Me too. Oh my gosh.
And
the elephants.
We met before. We had a great time. Yeah, in my apartment.
Okay, you probably aren't gonna remember this, but remember the donkeys?
How could you forget?
They were so cute.
So rather than going to the therapist and finding that he'll help help him to jog her memory, the therapist remembers meeting her, and the two of them get along so well.
They were so cute that just kept coming off, right? Just opening, and they couldn't even keep them on. It's so
great to see you. Out of the cage.
It's good to be free.
At last.
Out of the box.
Exactly.
Break down those bars.
We should really get to lunch, though.
Let's go. I do lunch.
What are you doing right now?
Well, I think we're leaving right now.
That's perfect.
Okay, well, maybe we can go out.
Do you have another client after this, or are you?
I can send him home.
Perfect. Oh, great. Let's grab.
And now, Takashi's father, Mr. Krimgold, played by the 3-year-old, is now in this shot breastfeeding. Suddenly. That's a visual thing that doesn't convey on the radio. So the three are sitting together, and then suddenly he's breastfeeding. And now, as they're leaving,
MasterCard, MasterCard, we take it all personal check.
They're leaving Takashi behind, and his dad starts to take the set apart at the same time, grabbing a reflector and taking it with him. So there's a kind of moment where the film starts to just fall apart.
Happy Plankton, man. You're the head man of the band, Takashi. Let me be your plane, and I'll fly you up high to the spire in the clouds that you call home. Yeah.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Fun with Fritz. We're experiencing Takashi Krimgold's techno...
I don't have your poetry, man.
...color adventure.
You're a poet, man. You're a poet in heart. You can do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, what rhymes with heart?
Start?
Yes!
Okay, I'll do it, man. I'll do it. I'll start.
Takashi had a kind of flashback, and now he's alone in the kitchen, and he climbs up onto the counter and then up the cupboards, and then his arm appears in another shot on a roof, and he's climbing up from wherever that was up onto a roof, and hand by hand... And there's a computer there, a little laptop, and he opens the laptop, and inside, on the other side, he sees somebody who looks just like him, but is kind of very different, more nerdy, and sort of more real-seeming. The whole film has had this heightened quality. Anyway, and they look at each other, and Takashi, with his mouse pointer hand, suddenly wonders, is he real, or is he just a collection of preferences? And he goes through the screen when the actual Takashi that he sees on the other side gets afraid and runs away from him. He goes through and he's pulled through the screen by Takashi's girlfriend, who's...
You've done the computer too much.
I've learned something.
Who's the woman that he's been looking for.
That I want to tell you about.
and the audio for this section needs to be re-recorded.
Reality is just a collection of preferences. It's exciting, isn't it? Yeah.
Takashi?
And the Takashi in the, quote, real world
is...
Now he's leaving, he's running away. He's wearing a brown shirt with white tie-in, like these zebra sweatpants with a pocket in the front that were the worst selling pants ever. I think I got them for free. They were just given away. But anyway, and now Takashi is moving through and the mechanic, or the woman who was the mechanic, Takashi's girlfriend. She pulls Takashi through the computer, and he goes from one side of the computer out to the other to live, perhaps, in, quote, the real world or another computer world. Music by A.L. Markovici. The star of this film is really Christina Ewald.
My name is Takashi.
Christina Clare. They say hi. He's,
Hi.
Takashi's on a table, coming out of a laptop, just his torso. And he kisses her hand. And she looks around like, honey, where are you? And now it's the credits. So that's it. That's it's called Takashi Krimgold's Techno Wonderland. And, you know, it's about how we all go through life and we make these tiny little decisions, but we kind of don't see what happens with those decisions well. Here's a guy who starts to have those little inconsequential, sometimes inane decisions really affect him. So for him, it all starts when he answers a survey that if it were the end of the world, would he want to be all alone or on a desert, on an island all alone, or in the arms of the person he loved, or surrounded by the most annoying people that he knows? And that was the impetus for the film, and, you know, these things that are really clear to say are not necessarily nearly as clear just to experience. And there's a great challenge in making a film and doing that. Combining, like, there's so much interpretation that happens. But if someone just tells you what it is, you know, they're interpreting it along the way for you. So, this has been Fun with Fritz. We've just had a radio movie. And I'm sure this is done before. You know, Orson Welles, he began his filmmaking career on the radio, maybe. One way to look at it. Let me know what you think. Write me if you'd like. My email is tothehills, tothehills, @gmail.com. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. Bum, 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 bum. Radio Free Brooklyn, Fun with Fritz, Saturdays at 10:00.